My name is Gina Baker Calloway. I am the Partnership Program Manager for the Midwest Region's Cancer Information Service. And I am also a member of the Detroit CNP, or Community Network Program, evaluation team. Here in representing the Detroit CNP today, as well as our partners in that collaborative, the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University, and the Barbara Ann Karmanos Cancer Institute, which is one of our two NCI-designated comprehensive cancer centers in Michigan. And I have no conflicts of interest here. What I'm presenting today is a result of our efforts in the Detroit and Wayne County community with our CMP to affect or impact the disparities for older underserved African American adults. So our CMP is a relatively new collaborative. We are also a CMP that is as a result of NCI funding, and we are a consortium of agencies that serve the Detroit community, particularly the metropolitan area, and encompasses Wayne County. And it's made up of senior service agencies, local health care providers, academic institutions, and some of our local government health agencies, including our Detroit Agency for Health and Wellness Promotion. We are one of a few CMPs throughout the network. We're in our first round of grant funding, so we are, again, relatively new. We're 2.5 years into our grant cycle, and Dr. Terrence Albrecht at Wayne State University and the Karmanos Cancer Institute is our principal investigator. So why a CMP? Well, our project was particularly important and conceived as a result of the dramatic disparities that we're seeing in Detroit's African American community. We have some of the highest cancer rates around, and you know, it makes no sense when we have such a wealth of medical care facilities, health systems, and those in the community, directly in the area that we're talking about impacting. So we came together as a result of some existing relationships that already were in place at the Karmanos Cancer Institute and a effort at the Wayne State University Institute of Gerontology, which was also grant-funded, a Healthier Black Elders Center, which is a group of individuals that are community advocates, academicians, researchers that came together to impact the community in a variety of different ways, not just health-related, but in terms of social impact and an expansion of the cultural continuum that we're seeing in Detroit. So, you know, a lot of different things. We've got housing issues. We've got health issues. We've got literacy issues. Detroit has a unique position in the fact that most of its adults, or almost half of its adults, 47%, are functionally illiterate. So then we decided to do a baseline evaluation designed to get at the sense of our shared goals within these two organizations, existing stakeholders, and add some new groups to the mix. And our baseline evaluation focused on assessment of and measuring the extent to which we could successfully nurture a collaborative network that focuses primarily on the elderly African American community in the areas of prostate, colorectal, breast, and lung cancer. And so our methodology takes into effect our PI's background in network analysis, and we've designed a baseline assessment that looks both at the breadth and depth of partnership collaboration through an in-depth interview, as well as a network matrix that looks at the interactions between those. And then we're going to look subsequently at how those things change, how those relationships change, deepen, broaden as a result of the interaction here with our CMP. So our key hypotheses as a result of our coming together is to look at how our network will mature and how we'll achieve an increasing number of collaborative exchanges, again, broadening their complexity and their depth and what we're able to accomplish as a result of coming together. Scales of efficiency, non-duplication of services and efforts, and that sort of thing. And then following our funding, we're hoping to be able to establish a sustainable level of support and collaboration within our network. So what we found so far as a result of coming together, and we meet several times a year, but we also have established some web networking opportunities and a newsletter that we get out frequently. But we've reported as a result of the relationships on the baseline, not very complex relationships. Some of these agencies that came together, primarily the aging, kind of clustered together. They knew each other, they talked to each other, they had some similar goals. Same with our health area, our general health agencies. They kind of clustered together, but they weren't talking to each other. So what we found was, you know, they would see each other at meetings, but, you know, they didn't really interact. What we also found was that the educational activities for staff and community personnel were, you know, financial relationships primarily. They were the next most frequent type of contact. And then the number of research and program development type relationships and levels of partnership didn't really exist. So in keeping with the network analysis type, you know, we've got a graphic display. What you see here is the different types of groups that I mentioned, the aging groups, the cancer concern groups, the general health groups, and, you know, they're represented by the different color dots, the yellow dots being aging, the green, the cancer concern groups. The lines represent the reported links. So they're saying, okay, I know this person, I've interacted with this person, but when they identified, you know, that they had a contact, the other person didn't say, you know, I have a contact with this person. So what the pink lines show is that, you know, those are unreciprocated links. One person said they knew the one person, but the others didn't know each other, or they didn't have any kind of contact. So the blue lines show that there are some kind of reciprocated contacts. Both of the parties identified each other as being network links. This is a latest and greatest version of that same network. Shows a number of different groups that have been added to the mix, and that all of the lines are now blue. They're all reciprocated. They're all having some kind of conversation, developing some type of program, and doing something around various topics concerning cancer. So our baseline measures of partners' participation show, out of the 21 partners that were interviewed, stated that they had some type of cancer-related service. Two said they provided some type of promotion for cancer, screening, testing. Six provided actual screening or treatment services. Three provided referral services, and three partners identified that they had some kind of research service that they provided. And then no partners out of the baseline assessment showed that they offered training as a service. So we've seen some willingness of the partners that have been asked to the table and have learned about the CMP as a result of other contacts, that they have a willingness to collaborate. They have some shared focus. There are some things that they could glean by being a part of this network. 21 out of the 26 said that they were willing to collaborate and expand existing support services in dealing with African American elder population. 9 partners said they would provide educational materials. 7 said they could give in-kind resources such as staff or volunteer networks that could be involved. Our medical center and some of the other service providers, 5 of those, said they would provide clinical services. We have our BCCP program in Michigan that is willing to provide mammography screening as well as cervical cancer screening. 4 partners also had an interest in research, and we've seen that mostly among our academic centers, but also among our city health department. So those projects are now in the budding stages. So our current collaborations, what we've done so far in developing that trust type of relationship is that we've come together with a number of other groups. Again, you know, some other groups were added as a result of hearing about the CMP or touching, you know, some of the members of the CMP. And as a result of that, an Interfaith Health and Hope Coalition has been very active and interested in cancer as an issue in the community. And we recently had a faith-based teach-in for lay health leaders where they were getting information introduced to the cancer center physicians and were given information on prostate and breast cancer with which to go forward in developing, you know, activities at their churches and with their congregations and in their temples. And it was truly an interfaith group because we've brought together members of the Jewish faith, of the Muslim faith, as well as the Christian faith. So that was a very successful event. We had over 200 attendees, lay health leaders, lay faith leaders, that attended that in the last month. And then we also have a partnership with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Granted Program in Detroit with the Henry Josephine Ford Cancer Center at Henry Ford Health System. So they have a project, a CMS pilot that they are undertaking where they have access to the services, the screening services, and they're looking at a patient navigator type situation, a program to get to the people that are in need of the services, and they're going without services. And what they found in particular in their health system is that, you know, even amongst the insured populations, these all Medicare recipients, very few of them are following up on the recommendations, the guidelines for screening for cancer. I mean, it's dismal. It's like 2 or 3% of their internal population. So we have partnered with them in order to get them the participants in their pilot program. And then there are a number of other projects that we're undertaking with other service agencies within the community. Adult well-being services, which provide social and health services to adults, the Healthier Black Elder Center that I mentioned before, and the Hannon Memorial Foundation, which is a senior service agency that provides not only educational type of activities, but a social, it is a social network for seniors in the community and highly respected. So we have more than 25 projects that were suggested as a result of our last meeting, and the didactic nature of those relationships that have been formed. As a result of our baseline survey, we also found out that 78% of our partners indicated that, you know, the barriers to them being involved in the network and sustaining their involvement were, of course, the common ones that we know about: money, resources, and time, the competition for grants and funding, and that cancer is really not part of their core mission or their organizational mission. So what we've attempted to do is, in bringing those groups together, is partnering and identifying what we know already. We know cancer is not a part of their mission, but they've expressed the willingness to collaborate. What we're interested in doing is having their boards consider health, and primarily cancer, being the issue that it is within the community, to address that within their organizational policy. And then partners are being asked to make that effective change within a certain period of time. In translating the cancer problem into usable terms, I mentioned our 47% functional literacy rate in Detroit, but we also know, as a result of numerous research projects and some of them that were just recently released, that poor minorities are charged more at hospitals for the same care as insured folks. That racism is a continual chronic stressor, and that poor blacks, particularly in the Detroit area, are poorer in their health than their high-income counterparts. So I'll let you read, the rest of those. Particularly among older African Americans, the issue of comorbidity is a huge issue. I mean, it's not just cancer. They have diabetes. They have a number of comorbid conditions that affect their being screen treated and facing the disease with some kind of a level of hope. So these are a few pictures of our recent Healthier Black Elders event, and one of our co-PIs up in the top left corner, Peter Lichtenberg, is the director of the Institute of Gerontology's Center at Wayne State. In terms of public policy, 74% of our participants in our CMP have indicated that they would like to be involved in, or they're already involved in, public health policy related to who they're serving, and that 9 of the 23 saw the CMP as a way of getting policy started, recognized, changed, impacted within the community. So we are at the point where we are going to explore policy change more on a local and state level as opposed to a federal level going forward. So where we are, we've collected our baseline data. It's been analyzed. It's been summarized for our partners. We've shared that with them, and we're hoping that they will share that with their constituents. The information on missions and shareable resources we've exchanged at our September meeting, and is being tabulated and given a narrative. And then we're also in the process of now analyzing and culling together our and summarizing our phase two follow-up to our initial assessment. And then we're having our partners tell us what they would like to be engaged in, what types of activities they are engaged in given their available resources. And our next steps are in determining how best to make our partnership information available on an ongoing basis, because we know coalitions break down as a result of not having constant communication. We don't want to overwhelm the network with information, but we want to keep them continually engaged. We're also looking at how best to use the information that we've gathered to develop more research projects that involve the community at a very basic level, as well as affecting and impacting our cancer health disparities in the Detroit community. And then also galvanizing and organizing the local state and federal policy that impacts cancer health disparities. We've got our ACS, our local ACS involved, our regional ACS involved, our AARP involved, and with their new campaign, we're looking to do some dramatic things. And so thank you to our research team. These are members of our research team and our CNP. And I thank you for your time.